The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Exclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeetsto Underdog and Vince.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm doing okay. How are you doing there?
You know, living the dream, bud. It's been that kind of week, you know.
Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk Ukraine, Hunter Biden, Trump, old Biden, Elon Musk, Nash Carter, Ezra Miller, Disney, a whole lot more. Top 10 list this week, video game characters. We wanted something really easy this week, to be honest with you. Yeah, and of course we will answer your listener questions. Sherlock Holmes. Looks like we're getting TV series. Warner Media, so this is probably HBO Max. They're working on development of not one but two scripted series based on the detective. Robert Downey Jr., who played him in the Guy Ritchie movies, is on board to executive produce both shows via his production company, but we don't know if he is actually coming back to reprise his role or if it will be recast. So, he was okay as Sherlock. They're not bad movies.
I assume that the new Sherlock Holmes and Watsons will be black and gay.
Well, this is HBO Max, so maybe. I mean, if it was Netflix, it would be Michael B. Jordan as Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, and a kid is Watson.
Yeah. It's okay. All right. We got some Star Trek news here. Six Next Generation cast members will be boarding Picard for the third and final season. LeVar Burton and Michael Dorn, along with number one, Gates McFadden, Troy and Data will join Patrick Stewart in the final chapter of Star Trek Picard. It was, when they announced all this week, it was the first time that Paramount did admit that this will be the last season for Picard. So,
I never watched the first season.
Yeah, I've caught some here and there, and it's not good. Really. It's more fan service. They try fan service, but it just doesn't come across the way like Mandalorian did, if that makes sense.
It seems like they made him a pussy, you know?
They really play up his age.
I feel like he's just too old to be doing this shit.
Yeah.
He just needs a walker at this point.
Well, that's why when he does like Professor X and Doctor Strange, at least he'll be in the chair, you know? Hey, all you gotta do is talk, we'll wheel it to your mark, it'll be alright, so. Last thing for TV news, this week an interview, Cole Sprouse was a Disney child actor, of course, with his brother Dylan.
We're starting early, aren't we?
Well, he said something that doesn't tie into later, or I guess it kind of could. But he was given an interview with the New York Times, talking about making it out of, quote, child stardom. And he says that my brother and I used to get quite a bit of, oh, you made it out, you're unscathed. And he said, the young women on the channel, meaning Disney Channel, were so heavily sexualized from such an early age that my brother and I, that there is absolutely no way we could compare our experiences with theirs. Every single person going through that trauma had a unique experience. So say they were kid diddling without saying there were kid diddlings going on at Disney. That's almost Dan Schneider Nickelodeon type stuff.
Well, you know.
But I mean, look at the track record of Disney stars, and it's not good.
No, not at all. What kind of NDA do you think they had to sign?
That's a good question. And their families. And yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, I can only think of maybe two, three Disney stars that you haven't heard them come out and say, yeah, it was fucked up, and that's like maybe Ryan Gosling, Timberlake, you know, maybe that type of thing. The Lizzie McGuire girl, his name I can't remember off the top of my head.
Haley Duff?
Yeah, the Duff, yeah. But other than that, it's like everybody else had just terrible stories, so. All right, let's go into movie news this week. Hey, Vince, you remember that Crow movie that they kept? Hey, this is going to get made. No, it's not. Yes, no, type bipolar shit.
Yeah.
It's getting made.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, we have our stars, though. We have our stars, we have our director, and we have a shooting date. The Crow will be Bill Skarsgård, Pennywise the Clown from the It movies. Yeah, he's going to top line it. FKA Twigs, some British singer, she's co-starring. So my guess is she will be the love interest. Be directed by Rupert Sanders. Took everything in me not to call him Colonel. And shooting will begin in June in Prague and Munich.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about this, you know?
It's got to be better than the fourth one.
Which one was the fourth one?
The Edward Furlong.
Oh, I'd never watched that one.
Yeah, it's like Godfather 3 or Rocky 5.
I've got the box set and it stops at Salvation.
Yeah.
It's just got the 3 in it.
3 was what, Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, and that other guy, what was his name?
That one was passable. 2 was good, 1's the classic, so. All right, let's see what we got here. Warner Brothers in DC apparently held an emergency meeting this week to discuss Ezra Miller's future with the studio, following the story last week about his arrests and harassment charges against him. According to sources, multiple sources, the consensus in the room was to hit pause on any future projects involving him, including appearances in the DC Extended Universe. I can tell you right now how to fix it. You fire him, right? I mean, everything's already shot for Flashpoint. You go back in, you do a couple reshoots. This version of Barry disappears in Flashpoint, right? And you get Grant Gustin from the TV series to take over for the movies. Oh my God. There you go. Fixed it. You're welcome, Warner Brothers. Because you don't hear shit about him.
Well, maybe if you had a tiny hat, you could make it happen. You know what I mean?
If I had a tiny hat, I'd probably already be making this shit happen, to be honest with you. But we'd fucking get to do our He-Man movie the right way. But yeah, so that's how you fix the Flash Ezra Miller situation. You just fire his weirdo ass and you hire Grant Gustin.
Ta-da! There, look.
Yeah, ta-da, it's not hard. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has banned Will Smith from attending the Oscar ceremony for 10 years. Following his slap of Chris Rock, they announced this on Friday. There are calls for him to be stripped of his Oscar. But apparently the Academy is split on that because a lot of them are bringing up, how can we strip Will Smith of his Oscar for a slap when we still have let Harvey Weinstein keep his, and kid fucker Roman Polanski keep his, including a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And they're like, does black-on-black violence trump pedophiles? Tune into the Oscars to find out.
Staged black-on-black violence.
Yeah. Does a work beat a shoot is really what's going on here. Last thing for movie news this week, we have a director for Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh, fuck. Why?
Mark Malloy, who I looked up and apparently has never done a movie, has done a bunch of shorts, is going to direct. Apparently this is a Netflix thing with Eddie Murphy back as Axel Foley.
Oh, fuck. Why? Are you kidding me?
No. This is either Netflix or Amazon. I can't remember which. I believe it's... It may be Amazon, because I think Eddie signed his deal with Amazon.
Did you ever watch the third one?
I'm sure I have, but it's been so long ago that I don't remember.
That was Landis.
Was it Landis?
Yeah, John Landis directed that.
Holy hell. Really?
Yeah, and it was complete shit.
Like I said, it must have been so long ago that I don't remember. Well, I know I've seen it type of thing, but I don't know. All right, let's move to comic book news this week. Last year, DC Comics and Webtoon, which is an app for your phone where you can read books, announced a collaboration that would see the digital webcomic platform produce new series featuring iconic DC characters. Now, the first series was Batman Wayne Family Adventures. That came out in September of last year. This week, DC and Webtoon announced three new titles that will be coming out later this year. Vixen NYC, Zatanna and the Ripper, and Red Hood Outlaws. Vixen will launch on at the end of May. Red Hood Outlaws, which that's the one that hooked me because they're going with the team from the Scott Lobdell storyline, which is Red Hood, Artemis, and Bizarro. So I'm instantly in. And the other one is Zatanna and the Ripper, and that's Zatanna and John Constantine trying to figure out the Jack the Ripper mystery. And of course, there's going to be magic because, you know, Zatanna. But apparently those two will hit late this year. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm interested in the Red Hood one.
Are you still buying comics?
No. Downloading them, but not buying them.
I've wanted blue and gold so bad, but DC has just fucking ruined it for me.
I will have to send you the link so you can have them.
Yes, please. I just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's...
You know, their politics suck. They suck. Fuck them. They're not getting my money.
I understand that politics has always been in comics, but not to the point where it's shoved in every single thing. But apparently DC did announce that, well, they didn't announce it officially as their next big event for this year. It's not, thank God that it's not going to be a big multiverse Dark Knights thing like last year, but apparently it's going to be more magical. It looks like they're going to do something with Zatanna, Constantine, Etrigan the Demon, Swamp Thing. Which, if you're like me, you hear all those character names, your brain immediately goes, or it should, Justice League Dark. But apparently that's going to be the big crossover event for DC next year, or this year.
Could you imagine that shit? I mean, if they do it right.
I want that movie, and I want Del Toro to do it, like he was supposed to. Man, I really need a tiny hat. I got the nose, I just don't have the hat. So.
Well, you got that Northern European nose.
Yeah, the genetics kind of throw it off too. So, your recommendations for books that came out this week, G.I. Joe 291, Strange Issue 2, if you're following the new Sorcerer Supreme, Doctor Strange, Issue 2 came out, Spider-Punk Issue number 1, and Marvel Rock wrapped up their Devil's Reign event with Issue 6. Big Kingpin twist at the end of that. I won't spoil it, but yeah, really big twist coming out of that. So, all right. Time for wrestling news this week. Let's see. Apparently a new thing has come out about Cody Rhodes' contract with WWE, especially about outside projects, like him being a judge on TBS's Go Big Show. Usually WWE talent are restricted from deals they can do outside of the company. Cody does not have those restrictions. Apparently, he signed the most complex deal in WWE history. He can go do pretty much anything he wants to outside of the company. Like if Go Big Show wants him to come back next season as a judge, he can do that. He can go do movies, his own movies, not shitty WWE studio ones. So, yeah, he's free to do whatever he wants, really, outside projects. Cody got everything he wants, and I know people are jumping. Why did you go back to WWE? Money talks.
Yeah, he got paid.
He's up there with AJ and Orton money, and he can go do all the other stuff he wants. Fuck, why wouldn't you go?
Yeah, even if they fire him, they still got to pay him with his contract.
Yeah, he's still going to get some of his money. Let's see. We have an update on the Nash Carter-Kimberly story we had last week. Nash Carter, just several days after winning the NXT tag titles at Stand and Deliver, Nash Carter has been released from WWE. MSK was scheduled to defend the tag titles against Grayson Waller and his big giant Indian, Dot Not Feather. On this week's NXT show, WWE did release a statement saying that now the titles are vacant, new champs will be crowned. Apparently, she put out, here's pictures of my face bruised, and also here's pictures of him doing a Nazi salute while he was wearing a Hitler mustache. Apparently, he was not fired for the domestic abuse allegations. He was fired because of the Hitler picture. Which was him goofing off in the mirror.
You can hit your wife, but you can't,
Well, that's never been proved, and apparently a lot of people in WWE do not believe Kimberly's allegations, because apparently she's done this before. According to Meltzer, Nick Khan, you know, not Hot Dog Khan, originally came from the criminal justice system before he became a Hollywood agent, and then before he went to WWE. So he is really big on the you can't get rid of somebody without proof, the innocent until proven guilty thing. Apparently there is a lot of sympathy for him among people in NXT, including that from Gigi Dolan. Apparently that's his girlfriend. She put on Twitter after he was fired that the world makes her sick. Wesley's, his tag team partner's wife, Erica, has been tweeting that Carter is innocent. She said that Kimberly was served with divorce papers on Monday and that she was mad about it. She added that Carter has been living with her and Wes for months. And she said, just so everyone is aware, Nash Carter has been living with Wes and I for months, ever since she was in the hospital, which she checked herself into. He's actually been the one trying to avoid her and her mental abuse. They haven't been together for quite some time. So, all the abuse things, that's just allegations, and it really sounds like nobody's believing it, but he got fired because of him goofing off in a Hitler picture. But yet, JBL's in the Hall of Fame, who actually did a Nazi salute and march in the ring in Germany. Just want to point that out always, anytime I take a shot at JBL. So, this next story came out of MLW. Thank you for Elizabeth for this one. The LA Park family has been fired from Major League Wrestling for going off script and injuring talent at a recent live event. MLW fired LA Park and his family, which are his sons, El Hijo de LA Park and LA Park Jr., for going into business for themselves and throwing real punches during the March 31st MLW Intimidation Games event in Dallas. According to a report, the group got considerable heat due to getting rough during a post-match run-in after the Alex Hammerstone, Jacob Fatu, Mads Kruger match. It was noted that the attack was supposed to set up a match between Fatu and Park the next night, but the Parks went off script, they got too rough, and ruined the angle. The Parks not only connected with real punches, but also hit Fatu and Hammerstone with reckless chair shots that busted them both open. Court Bauer, who owns MLW, has since publicly commented on the story, saying the problem was they betrayed the trust of their fellow wrestlers and deliberately hurt them. Someone ended up in the hospital last night. We have zero tolerance for that. He later responded to a question about Hammerstone and Fatu's health and said that they were both doing much better now. So Fatu did wrestle the next night. Hammerstone didn't, so I'm guessing Hammerstone is the one that ended up in the hospital. That's nuts. See, the next story here, this is just, it's sad. This one's just sad. Tammy Sitch, a.k.a. Sunny, allegedly caused a car crash that killed a 75-year-old man. Police suspect she was under the influence of alcohol at the time of the wreck. Police spelled the allegations against her in a traffic crash report. TMZ picked this up. Apparently, driving her 2012 Mercedes, she crashed into the rear of a 2013 Kia that was stopped at a stoplight. The Kia then crashed into the rear of a Yukon that was ahead of it. Cops say two witnesses reported that she had been driving at a high rate of speed before she hit the other car. The driver of the Kia was transported to a nearby hospital where he died of injuries suffered in the wreck, the 75-year-old man. Officers say Sonny was also transported to the same hospital with unknown injuries. Spokesman for the police department said they are actively investigating the crash, and the toxicology results could ultimately lead to criminal charges against her. Sonny had been accused of drinking and driving before. She was arrested at least six times for DWI, including back in 2019 in New Jersey.
That bitch is going to jail.
She's been to jail multiple times. I mean, there was a story earlier this year where she had a domestic charge against her for threatening her boyfriend or somebody with a pair of scissors. I mean, it's, man, she needs a lot of help, and now she's allegedly accidentally killed somebody. Yeah, that's just fucking horrible. So, last thing for wrestling news this week, at the 01 event last night / this morning in Japan, Shinjiro Otani took a German suplex into the corner from Takahashi Sagara. The referee was counting, doing his 10 count, stopped it at 7, and immediately called the match off. After more than 10 minutes, during which Otani regained consciousness, he was unable to move. Paramedics finally arrived and took him away via ambulance. I saw the video this morning. It's really not good. I can't find an update on his condition yet, but it really reminded me of Matsuhiro Misawa's deal in All Japan. It looks like he's paralyzed, which is, it's bad. So, but yeah, I can't find an update yet. Japan, usually it takes longer to get updates on health conditions. So, but yeah, just a real bad, took a German suplex into the corner, hit his head on the turnbuckles, and just quit moving. Was knocked out legit. Like, he was sleepy. You know what I mean? And just could not move. So, here's hoping it was maybe like a stinger and he'll get better, but boy, not from the way it looked. So, what a story to end wrestling news on this week. Holy crap. All right. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
There's really only one big thing this week. Kingdom Hearts 4 and Kingdom Hearts Missing Link announced at the series 20th anniversary event. Kingdom Hearts 4 and Kingdom Hearts Missing Link were officially announced at the series 20th anniversary event. While no platforms release date window for Kingdom Hearts 4 was revealed, we do get a glimpse of Sora in the new world of Quadratum. A quick look at gameplay and an ending tease complete with Donald and Goofy. The footage, where was this from? This is from IGN. The footage we were given shows an art style that very much resembles the previous games, but it has much more realistic look around this time. They're pretty good games. I know the Phantom loves to play it, so really that's, honestly, I might pick it up. Like, I don't know. I know he will, but that's about all I got.
All right. Let's hit music news here real quick. Remember we had the story, this has been a while back, about Lady Gaga's dog walker getting shot, and remember her bulldogs were stole?
Oh, yeah. And she cared more about the dogs than she did the dog walker?
Yes. The man accused of shooting the dog walker and stealing the dogs has been freed from jail by mistake.
Fucking California.
James Howard Jackson was being held on attempted murder charge, but was released from jail in L.A., quote, due to a clerical error, end quote, according to the sheriff's department. The 19-year-old is now being sought by the sheriff's major crimes bureau and is missing.
Now, just roll a watermelon down the road. He'll come out.
Clerical error, huh? Must have the same clerical errors from, you know, must be the same people from CDC and Pfizer.
They're never going to find that dude.
Nope. He done been gone. Last thing from music news this week, and I'm just going to read the story. Vince, you can comment as you will.
I don't want to.
The late Maryland rapper Gunu, quite literally received the Weekend Bernie's treatment this past Saturday. The 24-year-old was shot in a parking lot in Prince George's County, Maryland, on March 18th, died several hours later in an area hospital. His family believes he was the victim of an armed robbery. The police department is offering a $25,000 reward for any information leading to the assailant's arrest. But on Sunday, this would have been April 3rd, his family and friends held a celebratory event at Washington, D.C.'s Bliss Nightclub, which was billed as the rapper's, quote, final show. His embalmed corpse was propped upright on full display during the event on stage, adorned with a crown and designer clothing. I know there's an It's Day Culture joke somewhere in there, but that's just creepy and wrong. And
yeah.
Why? Let's move on quickly. All right, let's go to true, false, pick the fake story. Well, you don't know how bad I wanted to put that in true, false this week.
That's the fake story.
Sadly, it wasn't, but nobody got last week's. It was the Afghan finance minister is now a bank teller in New York story. That was the false one.
I thought that was the real one.
No, sadly, it was not. Are you ready for this week's three pick the fake story events?
Yeah, fuck it.
As always, social media, Facebook group, tell me which one of these you think is the fake story and you can win nothing and like it. And it will be wonderful. Story number one. A man was arrested in Russia for building a fake border with Finland, 15 miles from the actual border, and charging migrants $11,000 to cross it. Story number two. A man was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter after he threw a toilet out of his fourth-story apartment in Los Angeles during an argument with his girlfriend. The toilet ended up landing on a homeless man who was on the sidewalk below. He later died in the hospital due to injuries. Story number three. A woman in upstate New York, through another person's DNA test, found out that her gynecologist was her biological father. The man was a doctor at a fertility clinic and used his sperm instead of the medical students that he told the women would be used. So, which is the fake story? Russian man runs really smart business with a fake border? Toilet kills homeless man? Or, hi, daddy doctor.
I'm going to get paid now.
I'm going to get paid. Yeah. All right. Like always, social media, the Facebook group. Tell me which one of those you think is the fake story, and you too can win nothing. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. Plug all of our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 list video game characters.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in my way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, 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 zoom. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird?
Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
This is awesome! This is awesome!
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Warner Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week, video game characters. Something nice and easy and nostalgic. I will preface my my list this week. I don't have your classics. I don't have your Mario, your Yoshi, your Link, your, you know, because everybody has them. You know what I mean? All right. What's your number 10 there, sir? Start us off here.
Rayman.
Oh.
I like the Rayman games, you know?
Good little platformer games. Yeah. I like those, yeah. Speaking of a platformer game, my number 10, let's go in the Wayback Machine, Vince. It's Toe Jam and Earl.
Money, yeah, all right. I used to play the fuck out of that game with Tim.
I played that at Walmart for hours at a time. It was wonderful. So. All right, number 9.
Link.
Yep.
You know, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah. The games are good, so. My number 9. All right, I have a tie. A couple of these I have ties. Because it depends on the mood I'm in when I play the game. So here we are at the Mortal Kombat part of the list, and it's either Cabal or Noob Saibot. So nice. Depends on if I want to hit him with swords or be the original Sub-Zero, so. All right. Number the 8.
Mega Man.
Oh, I forgot Mega Man. That's, yeah. So good. Yeah. Good old Dr. Wily. That is Dr. Wily, right? No.
Yeah, it's Dr. Wily.
So what's the one from Sonic? Dr. Robotnik, Eggman. Yeah. Ooh, need more coffee. My number 8. The Tekken portion of the show. Yoshimitsu.
Oh my.
It's a robot ninja with a laser sword. Fuck yeah, I'm picking it. Come on now. Because I'm not a button masher Eddie Gordo fan. Cause...
Yeah, no shit.
Even though when I started out, it was Eddie Gordo, because that's like your starter Pokemon for Tekken. Just use Eddie, you'll win a couple. There you go. All right, number 7.
This is my button masher portion, Sub-Zero.
Ah. I remember when first pulled the head and spine out. I was like, oh, I like this game. So, yeah. My number 7. Hey, we're back to platformers. You can kind of tell my wheelhouse here. Crash Bandicoot. I love the Crash games.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
I'm going to say best thing Naughty Dog ever made. Yeah, I know Uncharted. Ooh. Screw you.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I like those type of games best, so. Number 6.
Deckard Cain from Diablo. Stay a while and listen. Fuck, I played the fuck out of that game.
Yeah. 6 is where I have Leon Kennedy. All right, number halfway.
My number halfway is John Marston.
Red Dead.
Yep.
Yep.
Great game.
That's what I hear. I got to get in on these. You got to give me that PS5 thing.
You're high on Twinkies.
All right. My number 5. Okay, Vince, now we are really in the Wayback Machine here. I have lost track of all the money I spent playing this game, where you play as the almighty Dirk the Daring, Dragon's Lair.
Oh, man, I love Dragon's Lair.
That thing ate so many quarters as a kid.
Hundreds of dollars gone.
Easy. Yes. Yeah. And you die so many times. Ridiculously hard. It's like Battletoads level of hard. So, all right. Number four.
Duke Nukem.
Oh, I forgot Duke. Yeah, that's good. Oh, hail to the king, baby. All right. What do we have to me at four here?
Yes.
All right. This is technically, it is a video game character, and it is a cheat code all in one. Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. Give him the ball. Nobody can tackle him. He's literally a cheat code in the game. So that's why you never play against the Raiders.
Now, did they do that intentionally?
Yep, it was intentional.
Well, that's some shit.
You always pick the Raiders. You give the ball to Bo. You run all the way up to the top of the screen sideline, and then you run straight across, and it's like a double dribble where you shoot the three in the corner and it automatically goes in because it's a glitch.
Sure.
Except in Tecmo Bowl, it was cheat code. He was like double faster than everybody else in the game. So, all right, number three.
This is where I have Gordon Freeman.
Oh. Man, why? We need that game.
Half-Life 3?
Yeah. Aren't we supposed to? We're supposed to get that last 20 years. At least that's what it feels like.
Nobody makes new games.
I know it. All right. My number three. One-winged angel. Sephiroth. Number two.
Mario.
Yeah. Number two. Now, see, everybody thought Sephiroth was my favorite Final Fantasy character, but no. And it's not my favorite Final Fantasy character. Is not even from 7. But it is actually Squall Leonhart from Final Fantasy VIII. He has a gun blade. That's all you need to know. It literally slices and shoots.
It sucks as it cuts.
There you go.
It certainly does suck.
All right, what's your number one?
Arthur Morgan. I don't think you understand just how really fucking great that game is.
Even though it's well-beloved, I think it's still underrated.
Yeah, Red Dead 2 is such a good fucking game.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do anything with it. No DLC, no single player, nothing.
No.
It's sad.
Yeah. My number one, I guess you could call him Goki, but in the U.S. it's Akuma. Street Fighter. The pretty much only character I play when I play Street Fighter. So, yeah. If you figure out how to do the certain button combo, you insta-win. Yeah.
Well, that's the best kind of win.
That is the best kind of win. Because all you gotta do is put it to memory. Till my brother figured out how to do it and would always pick Akuma first. And I was like, fuck, I'm dead. So. All right, there's our top 10. Let's go to listener picks this week. Baza comes in with Morgan Bernhardt. That's 40K for you kids at home. Ronnie came in with Mario, Starman, Ken, Ryu. Handsome Dan says Robo from Chrono Trigger. Max from Streets of Rage 2. Mike Hager from Final Fight. Scorpion from Saturday Night Slam Masters. Mai from Fatal Fury. Sagat from Street Fighter 2. And Dalsim from Street Fighter 2. Roboto, first he asks, have I played too many video games? Then he says Halo, Master Chief, Cortana, and the Arbiter. Chill, Gladys, and the Talking Turrets from Portal. Tommy from Vice City. Mario, Toad, Wario, Kirby, Link, Zelda, Ganon. Vass and Jason Brody from Far Cry 3. Lilith, Mordecai, Claptrap, Tiny Tina from Borderlands. And Duke Nukem, and he goes, no, I haven't played too many video games, so... Chris comes in with Red 13, Final Fantasy VII, Tifa from Final Fantasy VII, the Doom Slayer from the Doom series, Marcus Fenix, Gears of War, Darth Revan, Knights of the Old Republic, the Father, Joseph Seed from Far Cry 5, Alex from Prototype, Rex Power Colt, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Handsome Dan from Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay, you got it. All right. Captain Titus from Warhammer 40K Space Marine. Bigby Wolf, The Wolf Among Us. Alucard, Castlevania. Kratos, God of War. And Tony finishes off listener picks here with Globox from Rayman Legend. Kirby, but only from Smash Brothers. Mr. Perfect from WrestleFest. I completely forgot the wrestling games. That's fantastic. Odd Job from GoldenEye. And the last one here, The Wither from Minecraft. So thank you, everybody, for your picks. Now, quit playing video games and go outside.
Yeah, while you still can.
While you still can, before the nukes. All right. All right, let's go to listener questions, Vince. Handsome Dan starts us off here. Handsome Dan and Chris kind of tie in together here. So I'm going to join the questions here. Handsome Dan starts us off. He put the link to the story about Elon Musk buying a majority stake in Twitter. And wants to know kind of what do you think about this. Chris chimed in with, lefties are really pissed off that 9% of Twitter is now owned by an African American. Ever since the Washington Post came out with that editorial that, quote, having a free speech absolutist in charge of a social media platform would not be good for free speech, just like they're not even bothering to come up with spin anymore. Chris's prediction, the more he buys, the more they bitch. He thinks that he'll buy up to 15% by May. What do you think? So, Vince, the Elon buying Twitter, what do we think here? I think it's hilarious.
I don't use Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Everybody talks about being part of the
public square.
Yeah, that's it. The public square. Well, when there's a bunch of pedophiles and leftists on there, fuck it. I don't want to be on there.
Yeah. I think they've tried to limit him till he can only take 14 something percent of the company. He is the biggest individual shareholder. The stock price went through the roof when he bought. I mean, so far, the only thing that's really apparently going to come out of it is an edit button. I mean, until you start getting rid of the actual bad people on there, like the kid fuckers and stuff like that, and not, oh, I disagree with you politically people, you know, I'll care when things start to change. Until then, okay. All right. Vince's next question is the one I sent you last night. And it comes from Handsome Dan. If movies that came out in the 90s were suddenly erased from existence so that you could never go back and rewatch them again, but you could pick all movies from 1 year of the 90s to save, which year would you pick?
1992.
Okay, why?
Oh, hold on. I did some research on this. Hold on.
Okay, because I think I'm going 94. Because I've looked this, we looked this up last night. This is one of the few times that, because this is a difficult question, because so many movies.
Batman Returns, Wayne's World, Reservoir Dogs, of course.
I think I wanted to go 93 because that was Tombstone. Oh yeah. But I think I'm gonna go 94. Because in 94, you had Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, Leon, Interview with the Vampire, Stargate, The Crow, Dumb and Dumber, Clerks was 94, Wyatt Earp, so you have your Costner one, yeah. I think I'm going to go Generation. Star Trek was 94. So you'd have a Star Trek movie at least. I think I'm going to have to go 94, but that's a difficult question. That's one you really have to research and think about. Plus I would get all my Kevin Smith quotes. So that's kind of where I'm going for 94. But 99 was Boondock Saints. I mean, you know, difficult question, but very good question. Thank you, Dan. All right. Next question here comes in from Chris.
Now, speaking of difficult questions.
Speaking of proofreading. All right, Chris says, so here we are. AMC is doing an interview with the Vampire series on their streaming service, AMC+. Lewis is going to be played by Grey Worm from Game of Thrones. That's right. A southern colonial plantation owner with hundreds of slaves on his sprawling estate will be played by a black man. So my honk is honk, 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 honk. Question mark.
Are you kidding me? I mean, why?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever read those books?
I have, but it's been forever. I mean, long time ago. I'm Johnny Depp as Martin Luther King and Ryan Gosling as Malcolm X. It has to happen. I mean, we did have technically Ben Kingsley did play Gandhi. I think he won an Oscar for that, actually. So, I mean, it can happen, but yeah, just why you don't have to force diversity in stories that it's not there.
This makes no sense whatsoever to do it like this.
I think
it's gonna be a black guy.
I think we now know why I don't have a tiny hat. So,
oh, this is why I don't pay for fucking. Well, yeah.
Yeah, even though it's on their streaming. Next question here comes in from Chris. What do you think the tagline will be on Pfizer's Ritalsabinin commercial? This is their alopecia drug, by the way. I don't know how to pronounce it. Alopecia is no joke. Ask your doctor. The drug will slap your alopecia like an obedient cook defending your hair's honor. The drug will leave fresh prints on your alopecia smarmy face. The drug. The Will Smith of drugs. It'll even applaud while crying in humiliation, handing you water and toweling off your brow while you bring it to your wife's while you bring its wife to orgasm in ways it never could. So yeah, that's, man, Will Smith, that's whew.
She was upset with him for doing it, apparently.
Chris is saying, thought you guys might be kept updated on this with weekly progress reports, so here's my first of what I hope won't be too many. Week one, the search begins. I've been on the road for a good 5 hours already when the call came in. I'd enlisted the help of some friends in tracking down great unsung pedophile hunter Corn Pop and the Real Bad Boys gang. Go for Big Daddy Thunderbolts, I said, hitting the phone toggle on the Sundermobile's dash. Hey, Big Daddy, I've heard a sultry voice online. I'm not sure I like that new name you're going by. He said, it's all right, Gina. I replied to Gina Carano. Yes, that Gina Carano. What'd you find out? You know, it's highly unlikely that any of them are still in Scranton, she said, but I know that gangbangers typically don't leave their hometowns, but after all the attention that Joe Biden called to these guys, who totally, absolutely, for sure, really exist, still the best place to get an idea where they could go. So what about the FBI's database? My contact said there was no one using the alias Corn Pop in Scranton when Biden would have been a teenager there in the early 1800s. Okay, that joke was slick and very well placed, by the way. Well, it was a thought. Yeah, she replied, but hang on a second. There was a man employed by the Kellogg's Company as an advertising mascot in Scranton in 1821. A guy by the name of Chester G. Washington. That's a black dude's name if I ever heard one, I interjected. I know, right? Washington worked as a mascot advertising breakfast cereals to children at local swimming pools, most notably Wheat-O's, Honey Grains, and Corn Pops. Sounds like our guy. Any other known aliases? Just one, she said before we hung up. As she told me, I smiled. That was going to be easier than I thought. The smile faded as the lights and sirens of the State Highway Patrol car blared from behind me. That didn't take them long. I wonder who tipped them off. As I pulled over and killed the engine, I rolled down my window and began to focus. To be continued. The hunt for Corn Pop.
You know what? I really love where this story's going. I think it's going to be okay. I think we're going to be all right.
We're screwed. All right. Chris's next thing here. Do you guys have any theories on why no one in the media is talking about the discovery of the first known virus, or the first virus known to be not only sentient, but also humanitarian? COVID-19, upon hearing of the Russian invasion of Biden's money laundering operation and the National Institute of Health's backup bioweapon testing sites, immediately ceased evolving into new variants to allow us time to come to grips with the Russian situation. It didn't want us to be overwhelmed by more than one crisis at a time. Don't you think we should at least, you know, send it a card or like a fruit basket or something? I mean, it really didn't have to do all that. Yeah, it's amazing that you've heard of no new variants, and Fauci did come out and said that there's going to be a surge in the fall. I'm like, the fuck you still doing on TV?
There is a new variant. It's like stealth Omicron BA something or other.
It's weird. It's weird that all of a sudden that, yeah. Unless you're in China, which that's coming up here in a little bit. Next question from Handsome Dan. Are there words that you hate hearing people mispronounce?
Moot.
Moot.
Yeah, you know, it's a moot point, not a mute point. I hate when they say that shit.
Oh, moot. Yeah, okay. I mispronounce words all the time, so I don't know if I'm ever saying them right, so I don't have an answer for this. So I will say one that got me is the Family Guy where he does the cool whip thing, but he puts the emphasis wrong. Cool. Yeah, that just gets me. All right. Oh, next thing from Chris. Holy Christ. All right. I just realized something today, that inconclusive breakdown has existed through many great ages of mankind. It has been around that long. When the episodes were in the double digits, being against gay marriage made you a homophobe. Remember that? All they wanted was legal recognition of their unions by the state. As citizens, remember? How dare we suggest it was a slippery slope to further sexual deviancy, right? When you guys were in the 100s, being against forcing everyone to humor mentally ill people by pretending along with them that they were a gender other than that of their biological sex made you a transphobe. Remember that? Remember how you were a tinfoil hat merchant if you thought it would only lead to even more degeneracy? Well, when the show was in the 200s, man entered the area of other kind, and the two-spirited. Remember how we were actually the crazy ones for saying that people weren't actually dragons and unicorns just because they said they were? Remember how we were giant flopping clown shoes for saying that it would only get worse? In the 300s, remember how we all suddenly became pedophobes? Here we are in the 400s and just getting started. One state out of 50 has put an age restriction of 9-year-olds on which children, public school teachers are allowed to have special, secret, sexy conversations with that are none of mom and dad's business. Are we all child sacrophobes now?
I can't believe you went that far back.
Yeah, that's dedication.
Well, and every week we say, how long have we been saying this shit?
Yeah, it's... Here's the thing. Leave the fucking kids alone. Okay? That's my thought.
Yeah, that's the hill I die on.
Yeah, that's Wood Chipper Hill. So.
Yep.
Next question came in from Tony. I finally watched the China documentary after having it on my DVR for almost a year. What a scumbag that Anthony guy was. Anyway, I know Justin had talked about his relationship with her before, but I don't think he ever shared his backstory with his relationship with her. How did you get to know her, and what was it like being friendly with her? I don't think I've ever really went into it. The short version is followed him, you know, social media, followed him online, and saw that she was kind of having a meltdown night, posting a lot of weird, let's say, cryptic things, and just kind of said, hey, are you doing okay? And next thing I know, I get a DM going, here's my Skype information, give me a call. So I'm like, well, fuck it, I hope this ain't a guy, and dialed it up, and there she was in Japan, just sitting there going, hi. And it just kind of started from there, just talking. And yeah, she was in Japan when she was there teaching English. She was extremely lonely. This was before the movies. I think this was shortly after she had been released or been fired by WWE. So yeah, it was. And then we'd talk at least a couple times a month. I think I talked to her. Well, once she got in with this Anthony guy, it was all fucked up because he was obviously just using her as a cash machine and doing this so-called documentary and taking her around to conventions, which she was happy to do the conventions because she, you know, missed the fans and the people. But he was, he knew she had issues and he wasn't looking out for her. And I think I talked to her, last time I talked to her was probably 2 to 3 weeks before she passed. And she's like, I'm, you know, she's like, turned the phone and like, here's my view. And you look out and it's the ocean because she was in California and she was happy, but she was tired. She's like, we've been doing conventions nonstop, it feels like. And, but she was happy to meet the fans. So that was kind of the end of that. And then you see, you know, 2-3 weeks later that she died of what I guess was an OD. So, yeah, just kind of really fucked up. All right. Last question of the week here came in from Twitter. Vince, okay, so Will Smith is an ass politically. But how does this acting career recover and make a comeback, or does it at all?
I hope it does. I really don't give a fuck about him, really.
I mean, politically, he said that if you don't think like him, you need to be rounded up and made your opinion needs to be made to change.
Yeah, you know, white people suck and fuck him, whatever.
Yeah, but if you're just looking at Hollywood wise, here's how you do it. You divorce Jada. You file for divorce. You come out, you make allegations of mental abuse, infidelity, the whole thing, which I think that's purely blatant that that's been going on. You go into therapy. And then in a year or two, after your therapy and stuff, you do a big comeback movie. It has to be a drama. Can't be a comedy. It has to be a dramatic role. And then you're like, Hollywood loves a comeback, so Will Smith's back after his tumultuous... That's how you do it. So, all right, well, it came out this week that Black Lives Matter, you remember them, right? If you live in a large city, they probably burned portions of it a couple years ago. Yeah, they secretly bought a lavish $6 million California mansion with donor funds, got caught lying about it, then had employees sign non-disclosure agreements, and sent private investigators after the journalists that were looking into the story of them buying the $6 million California mansion. Apparently, if I don't know. I'm moving on. Because, yeah. You know the Aldi grocery stores, right? They're owned by a German company, which is why they're so efficient.
Oh, wow. Damn, really?
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. As long as I'm not wrong, I don't care. They did announce that their prices are going to go up by, 50%. 30 to 50% worldwide. So that's the stores in the U.S. I think they have some in the U.K. Obviously, Germany. From Monday onwards, according to their press release, meat sausage products, butter will be significantly more expensive, as company spokesman told the German press, adding that the price hikes in various products were necessary due to the rise in manufacturing costs, a.k.a. worldwide inflation.
Thanks, Biden, fucker.
Told you it was coming and told you to be ready. We now have a national shortage of baby formula. What this story says is caused by the supply chain issues. I know it's an audio thing, but you really can't see me giving the side eye to the thing. Yeah, come on now. Let's see. This is Walgreens has rationed it now. The company, the second largest pharmacy store chain in the U.S. behind CVS, said on Friday it is limiting customers to 3 toddler formula product purchases at a time, and it's over 9,000 U.S. locations.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have kids on formula anymore.
Yeah. So the food shortages are now hitting baby formula.
You know, I feel like we talk about this shit every episode, you know?
Are you having limits on stuff again at your stores?
No.
We are down here. Chicken.
Well, the bird flu, wink, it's killing everything.
Yes. that's totally not planned at all. So you can go buy your fake chicken and made out of bug meat. Yeah. Yeah, they're limiting chicken purchases down here. So, all right, it's time for This Week. And he said, what? And it's of course, Grandpa Sniffy. Here is the direct quote. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. That's when I traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. End quote.
You know, if it wasn't so bad.
85 million votes, huh?
If it wasn't so bad, it'd be funny.
It'd be hilarious.
You just gotta laugh at this shit.
Yeah.
And start loading up mags, you know?
It's like when you see the meteor coming towards Earth and you know it's going to hit and you just start laughing. You're like, well, we had a good run, kids. You know, I walked in the foothills of the Himalaya. Fucking Corn Pop was a Sherpa now is what I'm gathering from this. 85 million votes, allegedly. 84 million dead people voted for him. So, Chris's neighbor, Kentaji Jackson there, will apparently be the next Supreme Court justice. Final vote of 53-47 in the Senate. Three Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Ketchup Man Mitt Romney of Utah, joined all 50 Democrats in supporting her. So the woman that was lenient on child predators and who cannot define what a woman is now going to be a Supreme Court justice. So... hey, we do have some good news here. Jurors acquitted two men on Friday accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and deadlocked on charges against two alleged ringleaders. This delivered a staggering blow to the government in one of the largest domestic terrorism cases in U.S. history. The judge declared a mistrial on kidnapping conspiracy charges against everyone else. Basically, everyone's free. The judge basically came out and said this was an FBI entrapment. This was all bullshit. This was government setup. Nobody's getting jail time. But then you had this one. On Wednesday, a federal judge acquitted a January 6th defendant on all charges after ruling that the New Mexico man, quote, reasonably believed, end quote, he was allowed to enter the Capitol during the January 6th, 2020 protest. After being let in by U.S. Capitol Police.
Which sets a very...
very big standard.
Yeah, that's a big precedent that just set, because now you got proof.
Yeah, Martin was the first January 6th defendant to testify in his defense trial and argued that Capitol Police allowed him to enter the facility. Martin said he went with the flow as he approached the Capitol and testified he saw a police officer wave him into the building. The judge agreed. Oops. Narrative falling apart.
Who's that tribe member, Rosenberg? Susan Rosenberg, who blew up part of that...
put the bomb in the... No, it was the Capitol.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, now she's on the board of BLM.
Yeah, because the Clinton pardoned her.
Yep. This sets a very big precedent. So, if you are in France... this is a frightening story. After a farmer shot a man who broke into his home, French President Macron said that French people do not have the right to self-defense, and the man should have instead let the police handle the incident.
Maybe that farmer should have learned to shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yeah, but yeah, apparently in France, the president says you shouldn't have the right to defend your home and lives and property.
That's that Great Reset thing.
Yep. Yeah. Next story here. Unsafe levels of uranium have been detected in 2/3 of the public drinking water in the U.S., with those in the Midwest and South having the highest levels. Uranium. No, I have no idea why everybody's getting autism, Alzheimer's, cancer. Yeah, got you. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I need to get my Geiger counter out.
Yeah, put it near the fucking sink. Jesus Christ. With a historic wave of illegal aliens set to cross the southern border this spring, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has a plan to make the Biden administration deal with the consequences of their own policies. I hope this one happens.
You ain't got a hair on your ass if you don't do it.
Yeah. Abbott announced on Wednesday that the state will charter buses of illegal immigrants directly to Washington, D.C. We are, quote, we are sending them to the U.S. Capitol, where the Biden administration will be more immediate, will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border, he said. The White House said that the governor does not have the authority to put anyone on a bus.
Shit, fucking watch him.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be happening very soon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also said that he plans to bus illegal aliens up to the president's home state of Delaware. Well, you voted for the guy that let this happen. Here you go. Can you imagine being like on a field trip to D.C. and fucking the buses from Texas rolled up and hundreds of illegals just start pouring out? That's going to be frightening. Let's see. Next story here. Whistleblower Jack Maxey gave DailyMail.com a copy of the Hunter Biden laptop hard drive in the spring of last year. Daily Mail published dozens of stories exposing Hunter's drug use, sex obsession, and questionable business dealings. For the past 2 weeks, Maxey has been in hiding in Switzerland, working with IT experts to dig out more data from the laptop from hell. He says he intends to post them all online in a database in the upcoming weeks. He says he has found, quote, over 300 gigabytes of erased material, including 80,000 images and videos, and more than 120,000 archived emails. He says he fears retaliation from the Biden administration. He says that after contacting Daily Mail about the laptop last year, black suburban SUVs started to appear outside of his home. Oh, it's also being reported this week that you and me, the U.S. taxpayers, we're paying $30,000 a month for Secret Service to put Hunter Biden in a Malibu mansion.
I don't want to see any of that shit when it comes out.
I don't either, because you know it's bad. But remember, it wasn't real. Laptop wasn't real. Then it was Russian disinformation. Then it's, okay, well, maybe it's real, but it's nothing illegal. Then it was, well, Joe Biden might have been mentioned, but he didn't do nothing wrong. To, well, we don't know yet. That's where we're at now. So it started as, nope, fake, to, well, it's real, and this may bring down the president. So, which I think's the plan. I think that's part of the plan to get rid of him. All right, Vince, it's time for the Disney thing. Photos of convicted pedophile Ghislaine Maxwell hosting an event called Happy Family Disney Day in the mid-80s have surfaced on the internet. It's the ultimate PR nightmare. It's going to be very hard for Disney to claim that it's not pro-pedophile organization when it literally took donations from the world's most infamous still-living pedophile and groomer to the stars. Even international soccer players are now boycotting Disney and posting their subscription cancellations online. I've lost count of the number of boycott Disney messages that I've read about on social media in the last few days. Meanwhile, a protest broke out this week at Disney's Burbank offices with hundreds of people attending the event and protesting outside of the gates. Most corporate media outlets are trying to push a disinformation campaign that the Disney pedophile connection are merely a conspiracy theory created by Republicans. The problem for them is that their own previous reporting contradicts this. In 2014, CNN did a six-month investigation on Disney's child predators and recommended more sting operations to catch, quote, so many more sexual predators, end quote. But in 2022, CNN now says that mentioning this exact problem is a conspiracy theory put forth by the Republicans. But wait, you remember this. 2019, Project Veritas had the story about ABC reporter Amy Robach, who was caught on tape talking about how her network had all the stuff on Jeffrey Epstein, but would not let her, but Disney and ABC killed the story. Why would they do that? And finally, according to this article, what if I told you that Disney Cruise Lines, they have the Disney Cruise Lines for families in the Caribbean, What if I told you that those cruise ships offered a snorkeling trip for kids and adults to Little St. James Island? Does that island sound familiar? Because it should, because it's Epstein's private island. Disney has been taking kids and adults there for years.
Is it worth the subscription to Disney Plus just for Mandalorian?
Nah. Apparently there is some Florida law that Disney can, or Disney has been allowed to self-police themselves for years. That they have like their own police force and all this, and now the governor of Florida is saying, yeah, we're probably going to pull that law, and you're going to be like everybody else. And Disney is freaking out.
As they fucking should be.
But, yeah, that's... You don't mess with kids, animals, and old people.
Shots haven't been fired.
That's... I'm amazed every week.
Well, then you got Soros saying, oh, we're going to block out the internet and cell phone service if you fuckers are naughty.
Yeah. All right, let's move on quickly here. Remember our buddy from last week, Vince, Yuval Noah Harari, the Klaus Schwab's right-hand man?
Sure.
Some more quotes from him came out this week. This is all Great Reset stuff that they want you, you know, you'll own nothing and like it and all that good stuff. You'll eat bugs and live in your little pod. And in the not-so-distant future, algorithms might tell us where to work, whom to marry, and also decide whether to hire us for a job, whether or not to give us a loan. Humans will simply not be able to understand the computer's decisions. So even in supposedly free countries, humans are likely to lose control over their own lives and lose the ability to understand public policy. But wait, there's more. He said that in about 10 years, an algorithm can tell any teenager exactly where he or she is on the gay-straight spectrum, and even how malleable that position is. He explained that the algorithm would work by tracking your eye movements, your blood pressure, and your brain activity as you navigate social media, stream videos, and make online purchases. The process of data collection will be so integrated within society that it will be unavoidable. You will not be able to hide from it, he says. Excuse me. Now, maybe you personally wouldn't like to make use of such an algorithm, he said, but maybe you'll find yourself at home at some boring birthday party of someone from your class or school, and one of your friends has this wonderful idea that I've just heard about this cool new algorithm that tells you your sexual orientation. Wouldn't be fun if everybody takes the test, turning themselves on this algorithm while everybody is watching and commenting. Would you walk away? And even if you keep hiding from your classmates or from yourself, you won't be able to hide it from Amazon, Alibaba, and the secret police, end quote. What's the secret police? But then there's this. This ends his quotes from this week.
No, that's not scary at all.
No, the secret police thing's kind of a big deal that he kind of let slip. This isn't all he said. This time talking about the next industrial revolution. That's this fourth industrial. That's the algorithms. That's AI, all this. Quote, the product this time will be humans themselves. We are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. The problem with the lower classes is boredom and what to do with them. How will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless and worthless? End quote. Great Reset. That's, you are meaningless and worthless, and the secret police are watching you. And you can't hide from it. And yet, shots haven't been fired yet.
Shots have been fired yet.
I don't want violence. I never call for violence, but I'm amazed every week that some wackadoo hasn't started it. All right, let's go into the next story here. A 60-year-old man, Jesus, you crazy Germans. 60-year-old man allegedly had himself vaccinated against COVID dozens of times in Germany in order to sell forged vaccination cards with real vaccine batch numbers to people that didn't want to get the shots. The man from Eastern Germany, whose name was not released in the story, is said to have received up to 90 shots at various centers in the eastern of Germany until criminal police caught him this month. The suspect was not detained, but is under investigation for unauthorized issuance of vaccination cards and document forgery. I'm trying to figure out how he's still alive, to be honest with you. A Pfizer document came out this week showing that the company needed to hire, quote, 2,400 new employees to process the large numbers of spontaneous adverse event reports received for the product. That product was their COVID shots, by the way. Through the end of February 2021, with less than 10% of the U.S. population having both their shots, there were already 1,300 adverse event reports with a, quote, fatal outcome.
No, there's nothing wrong with the shot. Come on, man.
It's safe. It's going to be huge. Get your shots. Nope. The tennis world was rocked this week after 15 fully vaccinated players were unable to finish the Miami Open due to, quote, inexplicable, end quote, medical conditions. Don't know why everybody's got these shots. They can't. They're dropping. Moderna this week recalled 764,900 shots after contamination was found in them. And apparently China has put Shanghai on lockdown again, like extremely strict lockdown.
That's bad.
Yes. People are on video screaming from their windows that they have no food and want let out. While a drone flies over above certain neighborhoods in Shanghai, playing a recording that says, quote, please comply with COVID restrictions. Control your soul's desire for freedom. Do not open the window or sing, end quote.
Coming here pretty soon.
What is going on? I don't get it.
What is it, just Omicron going around? All it is the sniffles.
I have no idea, but they're literally people screaming that they're starving while the drones are telling them to be shut up and your soul shouldn't have freedom. But communism's good, right? Socialism's good, right? Right? Let's see. Next story here. Imran Khan is out as Pakistan's prime minister in what he is calling a coup from the U.S. and outside forces. Okay, the reason this is important, kids, because India, longtime enemy of Pakistan, like they have nukes pointed at each other, has pretty much taken up Russia's side in the whole Ukraine thing. So now, if this guy is to be believed, the U.S. and, let's say, NATO just did a coup in his country and going to put in their people, it's proxy war. Their chess pieces are getting put in place, basically. NBC News put out this report. I can't even believe this actually got out. From spreading no evidence claims to outright lying. All is fair to get inside Putin's head, apparently. NBC News has a report out citing multiple sources of U.S. officials, humorously titled, In a Break with the Past, U.S. is using intel to fight an info war with Russia. But even when the intel isn't rock solid. Officials say the Biden administration has been rapidly pushing out intelligence about Russia's plans in Ukraine that is, quote, low confidence or even plain false in order to fight an information war against Putin. Report also says that towards this end, the U.S. government has deliberately circulated false or poorly evidenced claims about impending chemical weapon attacks, about Russian plans to orchestrate a false flag attack in the Donbass region to justify an invasion, about Putin's advisors misinforming him, and about Russia seeking arms supplies from China. Biden later said that publicly, but three U.S. officials told NBC News that there was no evidence Russia had brought any chemical weapons near Ukraine. They said the U.S. released the information to deter Russia from using the banned munitions. Okay, so let me break this down real quick. So NBC literally has U.S. officials saying, yeah, we're lying about a lot of the Russia stuff. Huh? I can see this. Okay, this is a right-wing making up the story news site This is NBC.
Yeah, lies.
Who usually slobs the knob of the DNC.
Well, yeah, sure.
Saying, oh yeah, we're lying about Russia. We're lying about a lot of the stuff. How's this not people losing their mind? You're wanting a world war over lies, things that you are literally saying we lied about. That's why I don't believe any story coming out of Ukraine, either side.
Yep, I don't either.
Well, Putin's doing war crimes. Well, you've already admitted you've lied about him doing chemical weapons. And then the president of Ukraine shut down all political other opposition political parties and turned all media into state-controlled media.
Right.
Like China has. So you can't believe what they're saying either. So you literally can't believe either side. But yet they want to pull the entire world into World War III over what exactly?
Money.
Yeah, there you go. Next thing here, Finland. Man, remember what Putin said this whole thing was about, was Ukraine not going into NATO? Remember that's how kind of where this all started?
Yeah, 2015.
Because we don't want NATO on our border, right? That was his direct quote.
Right.
Finland is going to apply for NATO membership this spring, according to media reports in Finland. Remember, Russia's big thing was no NATO on their border. Well, Russia and Finland share a very large border. NATO's officials have already stated that if Sweden and or Finland express a desire to join NATO, NATO will find a way to accept them, quote, relatively quickly. Somebody's going to push the button. Let's see. Last couple things here. Slovakia has delivered its S-300 long-range SAM missile defense system to Ukraine. Ukraine has announced they will be fed live intelligence from the U.S. and NATO on the position of Russian planes. Poland has sent T-72 tanks to Ukraine. That's according to NATO. Slovakia's defense minister said that the U.S. will deploy a Patriot air defense system in Slovakia next week. But according to, Moscow's ambassador to Washington, he said Western countries, by pumping weapons into Ukraine, risk leading the U.S. and Russia, quote, onto the path of a direct military confrontation, end quote. This is what we said last week, right? That we're giving them money, we're giving them weapons, we're doing it. They're just going to hit us. That's because it's all of our stuff, but not the people.
Have you seen those new supersonic weapons they've got?
The Pentagon said that they did complete a second successful hypersonic missile test.
Yeah, they've got this one that goes up vertically and then turns horizontal in midair.
Yep. Russia has them and China has them, by the way. We're behind both of them with testing. Apparently, Russia's already using them.
Well, we better dust off them UFOs in Area 51.
Oh, yeah, that was the story that I forgot about. The did I send that to you? Because I no longer have it. I might have to have it. Nope, here we go. Hold on. About the UFO story?
I can't remember right offhand. I think I did.
Here we go. U.S. intelligence officials have evidenced that UFO sightings have led to adverse health effects like radiation burns, paralysis, and even brain damage, according to a newly released report from a Pentagon program that closed in 2012. Study classifies different types of encounters with UFOs, including ones accompanied by sightings of ghosts, yetis, spirits, and others that resulted in injury, death, or even permanent healing, whatever that is. It also includes a summary of UFO-induced effects that was compiled by a private nonprofit in 96, ranging from the most common one, abductions, to paralysis, eye injuries, electrical shocks, and even sexual encounters. The report compiled 42 cases of adverse effects from medical files and 300 from unpublished cases. Sufficient incidents, accidents have been accurately reported, and the medical data acquired as to support a hypothesis, that some advanced systems are already deployed and opaque to full U.S. understandings, the report said. The study is titled Anomalous Acute and Subacute Field Effects on Human and Biological Tissues. Let's see. Apparently, they spent millions. Among the effects, apparent abductions, electromagnetic. Yeah, we just went over that.
That's great. So apparently they're real now?
Pretty much what this report is saying, which is frightening. Somebody just push the damn reset button, please. Yeah, but we're getting a world war when they're saying this. And you got any final thoughts for this week? Because my brain hurts.
Keep a stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And stay tuned for an all-new explosive episode of Silk Stockings.